Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Bull Enterprises. Today, we're diving deep into this company to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investor's perspective in mind. Whether you're looking to build wealth over the years or just curious about what's driving Bull Enterprises right now, stick with me as we unpack the numbers, the news, and the potential that could shape this stock's future. First, let's set the stage with a quick overview of Bull Enterprises. Operating in a competitive corner of the industrial sector, this company has carved out a niche in its industry, focusing on innovative solutions and a solid market presence. With a sizable workforce and operations rooted in its home country, Bull Enterprises isn't a household name for everyone, but it's definitely on the radar of savvy investors looking for steady players in this space. Now, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends. Over the past few months, Bull Enterprises has seen some intriguing shifts in its stock performance, with short-term gains in the last week and month showing promise, though the longer-term picture over the past year has been a bit more mixed. On the news front, there's been chatter about strategic moves that could signal a pivot, think new product launches or partnerships that might shake things up. These developments are worth keeping an eye on, as they could be game changers for the stock's trajectory. With that backdrop, let's roll into the core of our analysis and see what makes Bull Enterprises tick and where the risks might lie. Strengths: solid financial foundation. Bull Enterprises is showing some impressive numbers in its financial statements. Revenue has been trending upward over the past couple of years, and net income growth is keeping pace, which tells me they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. That's a green flag for long-term investors who want stability. Healthy cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, the free cash flow numbers are strong, and operating cash flow is consistently positive. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any storms, key for anyone thinking about holding this stock for the next decade. Competitive margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers. This suggests they're managing costs effectively while still delivering value, a sign of operational efficiency that I always look for. Market positioning. Bull Enterprises benefits from being in a sector with steady demand. Their product segments are contributing nicely to revenue, with some categories showing standout growth that could be a driver for future gains. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. While they've got cash on hand, a heavy debt load can weigh on flexibility, especially if interest rates climb or economic conditions tighten. This is something to monitor closely. Mixed performance trends. While short-term performance has been decent, the longer-term metrics over the past 5 years aren't as inspiring. This inconsistency could spook investors looking for a predictable growth story, and it's something Bull needs to address. Valuation pressures. The current price-to-earnings ratio is a bit steep compared to the industry average. Even looking at forward PE estimates, there's a risk that the stock might be overvalued unless earnings growth accelerates significantly. For value hunters, this could be a red flag. Opportunities. Innovation and expansion potential. Recent news highlights suggest Bull Enterprises is making moves to innovate, whether through new product categories or tapping into underserved regions. If they execute well, this could open up new revenue streams and boost their market share. Industry tailwinds. The broader sector is showing positive momentum, with performance metrics indicating growth over multiple timeframes. If Bull can ride this wave, especially with their strong operational base, there's room for outperformance. Geographic diversification. Revenue breakdowns by region show there's still plenty of untapped potential in international markets. Scaling up in high-growth areas could be a massive win over the long haul, especially for patient investors. Earnings call insights. In their latest earnings call, management sounded optimistic about upcoming projects and cost-saving initiatives. If these plans come to fruition, we could see a nice bump in profitability and investor confidence down the line. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Given their sector, Bull Enterprises isn't immune to macroeconomic headwinds. a slowdown in industrial demand or supply chain disruptions could hit revenue hard, something long-term holders need to factor into their risk assessment. Competitive pressure. The industry is crowded, and peers are not sitting still. If Bull doesn't keep up with innovation or pricing strategies, they risk losing ground, especially in key product segments where competition is fierce. Debt risks in tough times. I mentioned the debt earlier as a weakness, but it's also a threat. If cash flows take a hit due to external factors, servicing that debt could become a real burden, potentially leading to cuts in dividends or growth investments. Market sentiment shifts. News cycles can be brutal, and any negative headlines, whether about operational hiccups or broader sector challenges, could dent investor sentiment. Given the mixed performance history, Bull might not have the buffer to shrug off bad press easily. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. Bull Enterprises has a lot going for it. Strong financials, decent margins, and some exciting growth prospects on the horizon. But the debt levels and valuation concerns are real hurdles that could cap upside if not managed well. For me, this stock sits in a watch closely category. There's potential for solid returns if they capitalize on their opportunities, but the risks mean you've got to stay vigilant. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you see Bull Enterprises as a core holding in your portfolio, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Drop your take in the comments below. And if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a quick bullet point SWOT on our platform for easy reference. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.